The two-week group sent out a press release on Friday about Japan ratifying the CPTPP. Tell me why the two groups wanted to work together and why that is a concern.
Well, obviously, the main reason is it's going to enhance our ability to for our trade issues, and we would love to see U.S. be a part of TPP, but that didn't happen, and I know it's still supposedly in the works, but we definitely do have some concerns about how that's going to play out, and whether farmers are going to suffer because of not having a trade agreement with the talk of tariffs from China and everywhere else. Obviously, we know that there's some challenges out there trying to work through these issues, and 25% tariffs will devastate our trade with Japan and other countries as well, especially for our wheat growers across this country.
How important is the Japanese market to U.S. wheat farmers?
I think the number one importer of our wheat is Canada and Old Mexico. And down that line in third or fourth place is Japan. And so obviously we are very concerned about that market. And they take a lot of other commodities as well, of course. And we've had a good relationship with them over the years. And they like a quality product. And we think that's what we give to them. And we don't think they can get that quality anywhere else in the world. And we take a lot of pride in that. And we work with U.S. Wheat, and they do a great job of enhancing those export markets and trying to do the very best job they can of trying to make sure that when we do have a relationship with a trading partner, that we obviously do exactly what we say we're going to do and deliver the product in a quality manner and a timely manner as well.
What are some of your thoughts on the current trade climate, and what do you hope to see happen from here?
Well, we hope President Trump is as good a negotiator as he thinks he is, and we'll see how that turns out. But we're in the meantime, they're putting some limitations on our exports, and while they're trying to work through the NAFTA and obviously TPP, and we're not seeing anything done right now. All we're seeing is challenges for one another and threats. And we won't support the Trump administration. Obviously, the rural America has done that for him in the past. He might be president only because of rural America. And we not only expect support from him, we think we deserve it, and we also think that he wants us to have it. I don't know how he's going to go about compensating the farmers for decreases in prices that we've saw already because of some of these trade issues. So we'll see how that plays out.
Anything that we didn't talk about that you want to make sure is mentioned?
We do appreciate our legislators across this country that support us and understand the challenges that we're dealing with every day. And we've got some great legislators, some ag legislators, Ag Committee Chairman Roberts and House Ag Chairman Conaway. They've been very receptive to the farmers and trying to help us and work through some issues. And we appreciate that, and we support them in their endeavors.